I was asked the following question. Someone has an apartment in Israel, and he bought a new door, and the door was installed in Israel. The contractor put up the old mezuzah that was previously on the door, and he did it with a bracha, and now he found that the mezuzah fell off the doorpost. So he's going to have someone re-glue the mezuzah to the doorpost, reconnect it to the doorpost. And the question is, does he recite a bracha when he reconnects the mezuzah to the doorpost? The mezuzah again fell off, and the mezuzah actually was off for about 10 days. This is an apartment that someone had in Israel. So he found out the mezuzah had been off for about 10 days, and now he's going to reaffix the mezuzah to the doorpost. Do you recite a new bracha? So the Pisrei Tshuva in Yoredeya Siman Resh Pei Tes Sif Katan Aleph discusses two different situations where you put back a mezuzah on a doorpost. One case is when you want to check the mezuzah to see, to make sure that it's kosher. So you remove the mezuzah, you go to a mezuzah checker, you get it checked out, and then you return the mezuzah back to the doorpost. You affix it to the doorpost. And a second case is, not that you removed the mezuzah, but that it fell off. With regard to a case of when you remove the mezuzah to check it and your intent is to reattach it to the doorpost, so the Pisrei Tshuva cites the Birkei Yosef at the end of Siman Resh Pei Vav, where he says, Yeshli stapik im yivarech kishechozer v'kava. The Birkei Yosef is unsure whether he should recite a bracha when he reattaches the mezuzah. And the Pisrei Tshuva wonders. He says, "Uches lo yodati makom asafik b'zeh." Why is there a suffix? Why is there a doubt? Amai lo have zeh kemo pasha taliso al das lachzer lisatev bo, o b'tfilin amanas lachzer lanicha. Why is this not similar to a situation where if you're wearing a talis, and let's say you want to remove the talis for a short period of time, knowing that you will put the talis back on after a few minutes, or after a short period of time. In those instances, you don't make a new bracha. So why here would you, why is there a suffix, why is there a doubt that you maybe you should make a new bracha? So the Pisrei Tshuva suggests, Shema yesh lomar dehacha lohevi al das lachzer lakova, the Shema yimtza pasul v'lochenis topic b'zeh. He says that maybe here, in the case of the mezuzah, it's not considered al das lachzer ulakova. It's not considered when you remove the mezuzah that you definitely have in mind to put the mezuzah back. When it comes to a talis, you take off your talis. Let's say you have to go somewhere, you have to take off your talis for a short period of time, and then when you put it back on, when you take off your talis, you know you're going to put it back on. But with the mezuzah, and you get it checked, you might not put it back on. Let's say you get it checked and find out that it's pasul. So maybe there's a suffix. He thinks maybe there's a suffix as to maybe you should recite a new bracha. Additionally, some achronim suggest that maybe if you give, let's say, the mezuzah to a mezuzah checker, and then he siach dato mehem, and then you forget about the mezuzah. Let's say you leave the mezuzah by a mezuzah checker in the morning, and you come back several hours later, you go about your business. So maybe there's a hesech hadas that you didn't just take off your mezuzah, bring it to the mezuzah checker, and immediately come back and reaffix the mezuzah. There was a hesech hadas, there was a period of time where you weren't focusing on it. So maybe that necessitates a new bracha. So the truth is, lamaisa, we hold safek brachos lahakel, and if you remove the mezuzah to give it to a mezuzah checker, even if, let's say, you leave it in the morning and you come back and you pick it up in the evening, so that at the very least there's a safek, there's a doubt as to whether you should recite a new bracha or not, because maybe there was hesech hadas. But Savik Brachos Lahakel, you don't make a new bracha. However, it would be preferable, if at all possible, that when you leave the mezuzah with the mezuzah checker, you wait and you have him check on the spot. So there's no hesech hadas, and you return it back and you fix it to the mezuzah. So you fix it to the doorpost. So in the first case, amanas to lachzor and lakova, if you intentionally remove the mezuzah to get it checked, and put it back, there's no new bracha when you reaffix the mezuzah. But again, you should try to take it off, give it to mezuzah checker, and go right back home and reaffix the mezuzah. If it falls off, the Pischei Tshuva says, "V'niradim nafal mezuzah me'atzmo la'aretz v'rotza l'kava tzarech vadi levarech k'mo nafal talishamu pashadhu." Pischei Tshuva says if the mezuzah fell by itself to the ground and he wants to reaffix the mezuzah, he definitely needs to recite a bracha, similar to a case. If your talis completely falls off, so then you would need to recite a bracha. Notwithstanding what the Pischei Tshuva says, the minhag seems to be that if the mezuzah falls off, the minhag olam seems to be, and you put it back on, people generally do not recite a new bracha. There are some reasons for this. Maybe there's a marshag which says that if there are other mezuzahs in the house, it's not similar to a talis that falls off. If all the mezuzahs fall off in your house, so that's similar to a talis falling off. But if one mezuzah falls off, it's not considered like an entire talis falls off. It's a difficult position. That being said, Rabbi Willig told me that, generally speaking, again, the minhag is not to recite a new bracha. However, if the mezuzah was off the doorpost for about 10 days for a significant period of time, so that is sufficient enough to necessitate a new bracha when you reaffix the mezuzah.